Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your friendly neighborhood mental fitness coach. Welcome back to Spartan Mental Gym, where we pump up your mind every single day with workouts that'll leave you feeling focused, disciplined, and ready to conquer anything. Today's topic? Overcoming negative self-talk. Because, let's be real, who hasn't had a few inner critics whispering doubts in their ear at some point? Ever feel like you're constantly battling a voice inside your head that tells you you're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough? You know that feeling when you're about to try something new and suddenly those pesky voices chime in with, "You'll fail," or "It's not worth it." We've all been there. But here's the thing. Negative self-talk doesn't have to control your life. It's like a stubborn weed. You can pull it out. And you can learn to prevent it from taking root in the first place. So, let's get started on this mental gym session. First things first, recognize those negative thoughts for what they are, just thoughts. They're not facts, they're not truth. They're often just distortions of reality fueled by our own insecurities and fears. Think about it like this. Your mind is a bit like a computer program. Constantly running in the background, processing information and forming opinions. Sometimes, that program can get stuck in a loop, replaying negative scenarios or feeding you unhelpful commentary. But guess what? You have the power to reprogram it. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. When that voice starts whispering doubts, ask yourself, "Is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought?" Often, you'll find that there's very little solid evidence backing those negative claims. It's like a broken record player, repeating the same tired tune over and over again. You can simply hit the stop button and choose to focus on something more positive and constructive. Now, let's talk about replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Positive self-talk is like giving your mind a motivational pep talk. Instead of saying, "I can't do this," try, "I can learn to do this," or "I'm willing to put in the effort." Those little shifts in language can make a world of difference in how you perceive yourself and your abilities. Remember, confidence is not something you are born with. It's something you build over time through consistent action and positive self-belief. Every time you step outside of your comfort zone, challenge yourself, and celebrate your accomplishments, big or small, you're building a stronger foundation of confidence. Think about it like this. You wouldn't expect to be an amazing athlete without training and practice, right? Building confidence is similar. It takes consistent effort and dedication. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. We all have off days. We all make mistakes. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Practice self-care. Engage in activities that bring you joy. And surround yourself with supportive people who lift you up. Picture this. You're standing at a crossroads, about to take on a big project. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and those pesky voices start creeping in. What if you fail? You're not qualified enough for this. But wait. Instead of letting those doubts consume you, you remember everything we just talked about. Challenge those negative thoughts, replace them with positive affirmations, focus on your strengths, and be kind to yourself. So, you take a deep breath, adjust your mindset, and confidently step forward, ready to tackle that project head on. See? You've already overcome the mental hurdle before even taking action. This is what it means to train your mind like an athlete, to build resilience and confidence in the face of any challenge. So, remember those key takeaways. Recognize those negative thoughts for what they are. Challenge them with evidence and logic. Replace them with positive affirmations. Build your confidence through consistent action and self-belief, and always be kind to yourself. Remember, every day is a new opportunity to reprogram your mind and create a more positive and empowered reality. Don't just dream about it. Make it happen. Take that first step today. Challenge those negative thoughts, embrace those positive affirmations, and watch your confidence soar. And, hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little mental fitness boost. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries, keep training your mind, and remember, the only limit is the one you set for yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.